Gruber Scorn, or something like that. Here's Steve.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Remember to join us on Facebook and Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. You'll find exclusive content, some giveaways we're getting ready to gear up to, and so much more. Check out our website, stevegruber.com. Keep you informed. And by the way, anybody who thinks that we don't keep up the equal, you know, treatment, if you will, in the open ideas and the exchange of ideas here, coming up here in a few minutes, I'll be joined by the senior counsel at Earth Justice to talk about coal ash and why they think that Michigan regulating its coal ash cleanup is a bad idea and how they're going to sue us into doing the right thing. Earth Justice, for anybody who doesn't think we do. If you don't think we put liberals on the show, just stick around. You'll be right. And speaking of liberals, professional activists and newly minted victims staged yet another protest outside the United States Supreme Court this week. They were all set up with their bullhorns, placards, shirts, banners, and an entire laundry list of grievances about the evil behavior of the nominee for the nation's high court that was put forth by President Trump. They had finally seen enough and heard enough, and they were ready to draw a red line in the sand. They were ready to fight back against the evil person with all they had, all their might. Strangely, however, they prepared for this epic battle and screamed their complaints and rallied the resistance, all without even knowing who the nominee was going to be. Now, that is some surefire magic eight ball kind of results, or what? Or more likely, it's clear proof that the left doesn't really care about the truth or fair play anymore, or even the appearance of trying to work together with anyone they don't agree with. Isn't it just proof that the left doesn't care about anything except preserving and defending its own political agenda? Seems pretty obvious this is the relentless pursuit of power, pure and simple. I must admit, however, it is one hell of a time saver. It is one hell of a time saver. I mean, if you're just going to attack anything put forth by someone else, and all you have to do is fill in the blank without ever having to actually think for yourself, well, that is, in a roundabout, perverted way, a genius decision. It is a brilliant strategy. Think about it. No matter what the other guy says, you just call him names and accuse him of wanting to kill old people, steal from children, and rob the poor to feed the rich. It's magnificent in its simplicity. It is completely vacant of reason, but that doesn't matter either. No thinking involved, just blind allegiance to a cause that you can just fill in the blank with whatever villain you are told to attack. Left, 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 right, left. Just keep marching and don't ask any questions, kids. Left, 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 right, left. No wonder these folks can sleep in. I mean, they can sleep in every day and never have to bother with a real job. Who needs a real job if the blanks are going to be filled in for you when you roll out of bed at 1 in the afternoon? What bothers me most is why I didn't think of this before myself. I mean, seriously, all you need to do is get a flock of poorly educated, easily agitated simpletons, tell them what they are supposed to think, and voila. There it is, a political movement, which is remarkably close to a common bowel movement, but is nonetheless a movement, and this, my friends, is today's liberal movement, explained. Sadly, it appears Democrats don't actually stand for much anymore, so they just fill in the blank when it's time to protest against the villain of the week. They roll out to the ever more predictable venom, accusing their enemies of being Nazis, misogynists, bigots, dictators, cisgendered, privilege, or whatever label they can muster to smear an otherwise good American in pursuit of some kind of ill-conceived justice. They riot in pursuit of social justice, economic justice, and environmental justice. In fact, they will light fires in the streets for almost any sort of justice they can dream up. It's easy. All you do is pick a topic, any topic. Find a conservative, a patriot, a Republican, or anyone you think might think America is exceptional and fill in the blank with a standard issue smear campaign. Name the victim and name the oppressor, which also comes without much variation and is predictably a Republican, conservative, Christian that is almost always a white man, too. Go ahead and check the statistics. I'm right. But you already knew that, which is why you're here in the first place. It is damn sad that we have raised an entire generation of imbeciles, and I mean it. We've really screwed up here. We tolerated the nonsense from the fringe left, and now many of our kids and grandkids have embraced these misguided notions and failed policies of Marxism. You and I are responsible in part for the filth we see on TV and hear on the radio. Now, I know you were too busy working to pay as much attention as you should have, but that does not excuse you from your shared responsibility. Trust me. Responsibility and accountability is something we're big on around here. The only thing I can offer as an antidote to all of this manufactured outrage and fill-in-the-blank mentality of the left is the cold, hard truth. I mean it. We have to hit these people with a withering attack of facts every day, all day. The only thing that has any chance of tearing down the liberal myths and lies that are spewed every day like so much manure from the backside of livestock is truth. Tell them the truth every chance you get, no matter how much it hurts, because it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to step up and tell these people the truth. I don't fill in the blanks. I don't. I wait to see who we're talking about or what we're talking about before I stake out a position. That's what we do here. I take experiences from my own life and compare that to what I'm being told on television or social media or in the newspaper or from whatever source. Doesn't matter. And I ask a lot of questions. You may have noticed that along the way that I ask a lot of questions. I strongly suggest you ask a lot of questions too. It's a good idea to challenge things you're being told if you find them to be weak at all. It's a good idea to check sources on the internet because you never know what's there. You don't have to trust the reporter blathering away. Just because they're on TV doesn't mean they have done their homework. Think about that again. Just because they're on TV telling you something doesn't mean they've actually done their homework and can actually verify the credibility of whatever it is they're saying to you. The truth is, many of these good-looking, fresh faces on TV have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. You can take that one to the bank. Trust me, I've been there. It's time to let people know that you're not going to be taken for a fool. You will not just nod, smile, and take their word for it. You will challenge them and ask plenty of questions and figure out for yourself what's really going on. And let's be honest here. We've all trusted people and stories on TV, the internet, or in the paper that turned out to be completely wrong. You're smarter than that, and so am I. If I, for one, will never sit on the ground and fill in some name for someone I've been told is bad and I must protest, I will make those decisions for myself every single time, and they will be informed decisions. Trust me on that. 25 after, on the way, Earth Justice. Speaking of justice and our friends on the left, we'll have that after the break here on the Steve Gruber Show.